through Romans chapter 10. And this is the third session on Romans 10. We're looking at verses 14 through 17. And this one talks about beautiful feet, believe it or not, beautiful feet. Maybe that'll get your attention. So let's look at the verses here. How then will they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how are they to believe in him of whom they have never heard? And how are they to hear without someone preaching? And how are they to preach unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who preach the good news. That's out of Isaiah 52, by the way. How beautiful are the feet of those who preach the good news. But they have not all obeyed the gospel. For Isaiah says, Lord, who has believed what he has heard from us? So faith comes from hearing, and hearing through the word of Christ. Now, there are many people, if asked, will say they are people of faith. Are you a person of faith? What do you mean by that? Are you trusting, loving, spiritual, in touch with nature? Do you meditate, thinking of good and pleasant things until you feel good on the inside? Do you feel good about yourself? Do you influence those around you with generosity and love? Do you believe this gives you access to God in heaven? Do you know this for sure, or do you have doubts about the nature of your spirituality or its validity? Is it really true and valid? You need to meet someone with beautiful feet. Faith has an object, a focus, and comes from hearing the truth, the gospel story of good news, the word of Christ. The key here is that faith has a focus. So, by example, years ago in another church, my wife Susie and I got to know a woman who attended our weekly small group. She reacted negatively to the gospel message. She didn't agree with biblical teaching on the sin nature. She emphasized love and denied the need for forgiveness. She didn't connect love with the sacrifice of Christ on the cross. His death as the payment for her sin had little meaning for her, only his love was important. The need to believe and receive him as Lord and Savior was unnecessary to her. After all, he is love. She saw no need for repentance or to be made righteous. She had always loved him, she said. For her, this was enough. She trusted in his love without realizing the need to satisfy his justice as well. She believed she could go to heaven based on love alone. For her, there was no need to confess sin or turn from it. She felt she could satisfy God by her love for him alone, all by itself. I hope someday she will see the full truth. Unfocused love or spirituality is not enough. I hope someday she will meet someone with beautiful feet. So, Father, as believers that are listening by chance, we need to remember that these beautiful feet may be our feet. And when someone says to us, oh, I love God, I've loved him my whole life, don't talk to me about sin because people are basically good, they're not basically sinful, which we don't agree that because the Bible doesn't teach that. When people say, I don't need to repent, I don't need to turn, I don't need to change because God is love, and because God loves, he wouldn't send anybody to hell, would he? No, he wouldn't. People send themselves to hell because they've refused to believe in him and accept him as not only their Lord, but their Savior as well, and to trust him for what he did on the cross that pays the penalty, satisfies the justice required by God the Father to make you and I acceptable to him. We pray that beautiful feet would be able to tell that story freely and openly to all that want to hear. We thank you for that and pray for your blessing on those efforts. In Jesus' name, amen.